Hey, what's up? This is episode 4 of ZCast. I'm Steve.
I'm Andy.
And we have a special guest today, January, what is it, 16th? 17th? Oh, I got a phone. Let me look at it.
17th.
January 17th.
17th today?
We have my brother, Pete.
How you doing?
And he's going to join us for this episode. And, yeah. So I guess Walking Dead's got a little side project. Well, not Walking Dead, but Robert Kirkman. And it's all over the media. And it's about the new show coming out. It's called Cobalt. And I got Andy here. He's going to give you some information on it.
Yep.
So go ahead and take it away, Andy.
Well, Robert Kirkman, producer of Walking Dead, he quoted, "I will say this is going to be a show about family, but it's going to be a different type of family that we haven't explored thus far." And pretty much what he's trying to say is it will be the same as Walking Dead, but a different storyline, so that, you know, you can keep in touch with new characters.
Now, is, like, Greg Nicotero, obviously, is he doing the makeup and shit for it, too?
I believe so, yeah.
So, then I can believe where the zombies and everything will look the same.
It's almost as if The Walking Dead is revamped itself and became the beginning of the series again.
With different characters.
A different perspective, yeah.
Hey, well, it's a whole different storyline, too, right?
Yep, okay. Different family. I don't think there's going to be any guest stars that are on.
Now, was this Cobalt, was it in a comic? Was it a comic book? You know, was it made into a fucking comic book by Robert Kirkman? Is that where he got his idea?
I'm not even sure, actually.
No? Because really I thought I read, I don't know, I just, you know, just glanced over real quick, but read something about that it was like a comic book or something, like a side project or something. So, I don't know, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but
It'd make for a good comic book if it weren't.
Yeah, right? Did they say, like, who's casting it yet?
No. I'm not even sure yet. They said they'll start filming in a couple days, but and he seems pretty excited about it.
Well, how are they gonna film in a couple days if they don't have the cast? They must
have
the cast.
Well, I think they have the cast. I just haven't research well enough for
let
it.
Let me check on IMDb, which IMDb, please sponsor us because we've plugged you every motherfucking episode for all your internet movie needs. Actor, actresses.
All that hoopla.
That's right. IMDb.com, which I'm checking on right now. See if I can find the cast.
He says it's going to be startlingly different, too. Which means that people are going to be very surprised with.
Now, do you think the following is going to be as big as Walking Dead on this new show?
I don't think it will, but I think it'll. Either fans of The Walking Dead will like it, or they won't like it. I think that it's just like a different take on the series, you know?
Yeah.
It might have less drama, it might have more drama. You know, the same things might happen where they go against people, because that's basically the main reason for an apocalypse is who can you trust anymore, you know? And that's what The Walking Dead tries to, like...
Right, but me personally, as a big Walking Dead fan, I'll feel like I sort of, like, sold out on The Walking Dead. Not sold out, but, like, you know... If I start watching this new show, you know, I'm a diehard Walking Dead fan, so I don't think I'm going to start watching
it
until Walking Dead.
That's your personal beings, you know?
Man, shut the fuck up. This ain't media-play motherfucking psychiatric evaluation. I found cast, but they only have 4 right now.
Who they got?
Kim Dickens plays Miranda. Who was that?
Cliff Curtis.
Yeah, Sean Cabrera, and then Alicia Debnam Carey is Ashley, and
Patrick Dillon,
this is Frank Dillon.
Frank Dillon, not Patrick Dillon, I was looking at something else.
There's nothing Nick. That says Patrick on this paper. What you thinking of SpongeBob?
I was thinking about fucking probably SpongeBob.
He said Patrick O'Doul.
Passive Patches O'Hula.
O'Doyle rules. Alright, so yeah, I mean, I don't know. I might catch the first episode, see if it tickles my juices.
You never know.
You know?
Could be good.
It could be. Well, last week, bro, we talked about, like, zombie apocalypse and what to do and how would we do it to survive, what weapons would we use. I want to get your opinion. Do you believe that zombie apocalypse could happen? And I'm not talking like the pretend where the dead comes out of the ground, because that ain't, I don't care. That ain't never fucking happening. When your bones, there's no structure there besides magic that'll make you fucking get up and walk.
Right.
But as a parasite to break down your body and your brain,
so like
is
a
true.
Resident Evil kind of thing?
Yeah. So do you believe that it could happen?
Oh, yeah, I definitely could believe that could happen. Without question, anything can happen. And with any kind of species or bugs out there, if you want to get in depth like that, it can happen. And what I would use to be prepared is...
Well, no, for I'm going to ask you a series of questions like we, me, and Andy went through. All right. If you had a choice, you had to save somebody and kill somebody, and it was out of, we'll say, I don't know, who would we pick?
Like
for him.
Close family and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now we're getting in depth of the heart.
But you only could save one, and you have to kill one.
Like, what do you mean? Who I live with now?
Who would be the easiest to kill, and who would you want to save first?
My family?
Yeah.
How far are we going? Like, cousins?
No, just immediate family.
I had to choose, man. I'd probably just take my own life, because I couldn't kill any of my relatives' lives.
Yeah. You know, you just never know with that.
Like, I don't know.
It was a
weird
difficult
situation
for me.
That's like, a weird situation.
I couldn't answer right.
Yeah.
I mean, I said my dad and brothers, but I couldn't, like, think anybody. There's so many people.
But there is a lot of people, but I don't know. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings if you're thinking about it. I don't know if Stevie said anybody.
It's not so much.
Did you say anybody?
Stevie? Yeah, I said I'd have to kill Rhiannon and save my kid.
Yeah, I'd probably have to kill... See, you're with Rhiannon. And my ex, I'm not with her, so I can't say that with my kid. But
You'd save her. Your kid, though, wouldn't you?
But my kid would be the top priority, my kids. First thing I do is I drive and see my kid and then protect him with weapons.
Now, vehicle. You have to choose one vehicle for the apocalypse. What vehicle would it be?
See, here's the thing. There's fast vehicles, but, you know, that's not...
Fast dogs don't mean good.
No, I know. I'm saying they're only like two-seaters or small, and just in case you find a group of people where you're going to pile them
or
up
supplies.
In your truck. And supplies. But yet they're fast. But if... I was thinking more of like a big Escalade or something, fucking, or even a plow truck.
I said a Hummer.
A plow truck you fit mad people
Hummer's
in.
A good idea, yeah.
A bus is not bad. You know, if you got a crew of people with guns and shit that can stick it out of the window and
or you can
like customize shit.
Yeah, now he's talking Dawn of the Dead shit. Customize the buses with the big plow on the front.
That shit was hot though.
And the chainsaws going out the window.
Think about it, they'd set that truck up nicely.
Yeah, but how the fuck did they get stuck?
If they hit shit and it flipped.
Oh,
remember they
yeah.
flipped it over and fucking
that
they,
big ass bomb that they had?
And
yeah,
then they
the propane.
Remember the guy with the
yeah.
chainsaw cut the other?
True, yeah, I forgot about that.
But I'm saying if they made it, it doesn't matter, spread everywhere. Remember the people made
right.
it at the end and they were still on the island.
Now, how... yeah, I know, I forgot about that.
Everywhere,
the fucking island
dude.
When they played
yeah,
fucking...
There's nowhere to
down
hide.
With the sickness.
Let me tell you, fucking, you're going to be probably hitting up, like, your fucking...
Well, you said hide. That was my next question. Where would you want to camp out? Like, where would you hide? I picked a warehouse. What did you pick?
That's
too
scary.
I
picked, like, a tent. Would like
in
like
the woods, bro?
He said pitch a tent in the woods.
Not so much.
He's
like
gonna be like, right
I think I would
but like one of those good ones.
I think I'd
know?
Climb a tree and build something I could just sleep on. Like I can.
No,
I can
no.
Sleep.
I'm talking about you find survivors. Now you have a crew of 10 to 15 people. You have to take care
yourself.
Of.
Where would you hide? I didn't.
Know. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah, I forgot you weren't here, so you didn't know the whole question.
So a group of people.
Yeah, you gotta. You save 10 to 15 people, and they're all armed, and you got supplies. Where'd you post up? I said a warehouse, not big one.
I'd probably do grocery store like Mist.
Really?
Yeah, because.
And I wouldn't be in the woods either. Even though I'm pitching a tent, doesn't mean.
Pitching a tent, thinking about fucking.
He's
I'm not,
pitching a tent.
You can start in this category.
But I'm not. You can do it anywhere. You know, you can like.
Do it in, you can
do
even
it
do it in the bathroom if you want.
Why is everything getting gay?
You said getting gay. I'm like, it's already been gay.
Damn.
Not for real. But,
yeah, I said
supermarket. I said warehouse. What'd you say, Andy? Now, you said you'd hang out in the woods, but where'd you go at?
Not in the woods.
Where's the tent at, then? Tell us the location. I don't know.
Anywhere you can do it.
Now, is it? It's not like a little fucking Coleman tent. Like you're talking those big, like, they used to have in, like, Spartan, prepare for glory when they walk in there. And, like, you got the fucking head, you know, like captain, commander in there. You're talking those big tents like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, just to clarify, we're not talking about the little two-man Coleman.
You also can hang in a fucking, if you can find a tank. We live in Greece.
How you gonna live in a tank, dude? You can't live in a fucking tank.
Dude, the tank's right there, bro.
Where you find an ammo for that motherfucker? I'm just kidding. You ain't even gonna find ammo for
that. No, I didn't say ammo, I said living.
So then why would you want to live in it? It's fucking tiny in there, dude.
Myself, I'm saying it, but just, I don't know.
Well, the grocery store is pretty good. Now, if you had to choose between getting food out of the grocery store or getting ransacking their pharmaceuticals, what would you do?
Oh, man. It's hard. You need that pharmaceuticals for the fucking disease.
And you can barter. And you can barter them shits. Because money's going to be worth shit.
Oh, no. It's going to take you back to the back days when you used to be like, I'll fucking fix your...
You said back days.
Right, I'll fix your fucking...
The disco era.
Right, no, way before that. I'll fix your fucking Billy Club for fucking, yeah, for a lamb chops leg.
Lamb chops. Let lamb chops play along.
Fucking sing along.
Cut off Sherry's arm. Where's your fucking lamb chop now, bitch?
Right, fried up. Little rouge on it.
Little rouge. Now we're definitely getting off fucking track. What was the next question that we were doing? What
kind of weapons you had?
Oh, weapons, yeah. What would you pick for your weapons?
See, that's easy right now. We got a few weapons in the house down yonder, but, I'm kidding. I don't know. What'd you choose?
I'm not gonna fucking tell you.
You're
carrying this shit.
Okay, I'd have a pistol, and an assault rifle, and a sword. Like a very sharp weapon.
Because isn't that exactly what I picked?
Your sword, you can't run out of weapons.
Exactly, dude, bro. I'm sick of bros think alike. That's exactly what I picked. Andy picked almost the same thing, but he picked one up. What was it? You wanted a bat?
The bat, yeah.
Baseball bat.
That's not bad. You can always pop people with that shit quick.
Aluminum one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm saying the aluminium.
Because the head's always the crucial. Remember? Yeah. The head.
Gotta hit the head.
Parasites hit the brain.
Circle success is it, man.
Fucking success, Cecilia.
Crazy. And then what was the other question? Once again, I'm fucking on Sacagawea.
How many people would you have in your group?
Oh, yeah, I said about 10 to 15. How many people?
That's a lot of people to look after.
No, it's really not, but you got to... It's enough
people... And it's a lot of people to turn against you, and I'd take a nice... Me and, like, four others.
Yeah, but your chances of survival won't be that high.
Five people is not too bad.
Against 10?
Like a fucking Avengers.
Okay, first of all, one, the nigga grows green and big. Two, the other dude's got a fucking nice robot armor, alright? Yeah. The other dude is a fucking, like, marksman with his fucking arrow. Then you got Black Widow that she's just fuck up any motherfucking buddy.
She's fucking spreading her vag and legs everywhere.
You know? And then
I haven't seen her in Lucy, man.
And then you got fucking...
How is she?
I get you, brother. Fucking Thor with his big-ass motherfucking hammer that nobody can lift.
Right.
That's even, why there's five.
Hulk could lift that shit. Remember Hulk trying to lift it? And he was like,
yeah,
just up to his knees in concrete.
What did you like? Did you like Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk in this one? In Avengers?
Yeah, I like the Avengers Hulk the best out of all the Hulks.
Out of all of them, you don't like fucking Edward Norton?
Nah, I didn't like the second one. I like the first one better than that.
Who was the second? There was Tim Roth.
Tim Roth was the first one. Yeah. He was the first Hulk.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I liked fucking Edward Norton.
Edward Norton was good.
No,
he
was like good,
the sarcastic
but...
Kind
yeah.
Of.
Yeah, but, dude...
No, Mark Ruffalo looks like him. Like, yeah, looks like the Hulk. Yeah, like, yeah. He would be the Hulk.
I like him as a Hulk. Like, yeah. Him in the Avengers.
Age of Ultron. Did you see that?
I am...
That looks... The, like, the preview looks yeah. Really fucking good.
I saw that shit at IMAX.
No, the Avengers 3? Avengers 2.
Avengers 2.
I said 3. Oh, yeah, maybe. Three.
I was like, I never seen it.
No, Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. Dude, it looks fucking like badass, dude.
Can you pull up a trailer?
Yeah, I can pull up a trailer. We'll pull up a trailer. Remember those trailers yesterday?
Yeah, man.
Yo, we walked into this fucking... We went to the mall, me and my bro, yesterday. And they had these nice-ass fucking trailers in there. like 20 grand.
Like trailers you can live.
But you walk into shit and it's like party on a fucking on wheels.
And everything's like perfect, like what you dream of. Like you got a fucking table, but a comfy ass couch.
Remember the flat screen? Yo, the flat screen in them fucking RVs is bigger than the one I got in my fucking bedroom.
Yeah, it's built right in the wall. Like you can't see unless you like sit on the couch or you know what I mean.
They have AV, HDMI hookups, so you can bring your fucking Xbox One, anything, dude. And it's fucking nice. Then we walk in and there's people chilling on recliners in there.
That's like, where's the beer and a party?
Yeah, we're like, where's the party?
And the refrigerator's like perfectly like into the wall. Like you open it and it's an awesome big fridge.
Yeah, they're nice. 20 grand though, and that's the tiny ones.
So the other ones were probably like 25, 30. But dude, they're worth it.
Alright, here you go, guys.
Sorry.
This vulnerable world needs something more powerful than any of us. Everyone creates the thing they dread. Ultron. No matter who wins or loses, trouble always comes around. You've meddled with something you don't understand.
We have no place in the world.
Basically, all his suits were fighting his suits.
No. I think, the way from what I catch, I think his fucking shit gets hijacked, and then Ultron makes his own fucking line of robots like that. You see the big ass, look.
That's supposed to be the big Hulk. So they match them all on those robot things?
No, that's fucking, Tony Stark.
Oh, they're probably,
That's Tony Stark.
Fighting the Hulk, they're probably, scrimmaging.
It's May 1st, guys, this year, May 1st. Go see it. That shit looks, like, really, really good.
Do they tease you, though, because you don't know what the story's about?
No, dude, I'll go right on IMDb and tell you what it's about. It's got the story fucking...
Plot?
Story plot right there. But I'm
what
telling
I got
you,
out of it is that somebody got a hold of fucking Tony Stark's robots... Built a whole robot army and then decided to take all of the same Avengers skills and everything and put them in.
Oh, you're close, dude. You're close. Here it is. When Tony Stark tries to jumpstart a dormant peacekeeping program, things go awry, and it is up to the Avengers to go stop the villainous Ultron from enacting his terrible plans.
So basically.
So he opened software or tried doing something that he shouldn't have that was probably black classified. And now they're fucked.
No, they're fucked.
You know?
They're screwed, yeah. That's... What did you think about that, Andy?
Not too bad. Looks like it has nice special effects.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about the first one is it took so long to get some action.
Right.
In the beginning, you know, I swear I was watching...
It was a slow burner.
I swear I was watching for about 30 minutes. I'm like, is this Avengers?
Or... Yeah.
Yeah, but...
He made for a good villain, but he, you know, he killed, like, a couple of people, and... Then that whole crowd of people, you know, he made Neil to him and shit like that.
Right.
That was kind of cool, like, made him more evil, you know, so much that not only does he want to, you know, want to hurt them, he wants to humiliate them by making them his slaves first,
yeah.
You know.
Get down on your knees kind of shit.
Yeah.
Non-gay shit.
What, a good boy?
Yeah, I'll
take
some That's a little bit about Avengers for you.
Yeah, Age of Ultron. I'm going to see that shit. Did you see the new Star Wars coming out?
I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
I'm
going to take a step back and let you guys talk it out.
No, that's like Andy. Andy hasn't seen one Star Wars movie.
I've seen movies.
I'm sick of not a one.
It happens.
What, not one?
No.
Not even like a cartoon movie?
I saw the Ewoks movies. Don't really count.
Not really.
With a friend named Rudy, he looks like Ewok.
I don't know, he looks more like an alien. Paul.
With all those fucking words.
Hey, what if we had our own... What if Rudy was our own Paul? You know what I mean?
With the alien?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm a sweet.
So you excited about these new fucking horror and zombie movies coming out? Are you a zombie fan?
I like zombie movies. I like more of them. They're like Resident Evil, kind of.
Speaking of Resident Evil, they're making the last one.
Really?
Yes. That shit, it looks pretty fucking like from what they say.
It was dope.
Mm-hmm. They're going back, and it's Wesker. He's still in it.
Nice.
I liked the Wesker that was in the last two with the glasses mm-hmm. better than the one they had in the meeting room for the one before, remember? It was a different guy. It was Wesker at the table with the holograms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that dude looked like Wesker. I think this dude looks like Wesker. This new dude?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Resident Evil character?
Probably,
I forgot his name. Now you can do good or bad.
Well, the movie or the games? Because they have
different out of any Resident Evils, anything. You don't know?
My favorite game was Resident Evil 4.
I know, but what's your favorite character? Leon. You like Leon?
Leon's my favorite.
If I had to pick, I like Nemesis, dude. Nemesis is a badass motherfucker.
He is. He's like when he crashes through walls and shit.
He's scary. Like Nemesis reminds me of like the Venom Spider-Man.
Or the Spawn.
Yeah, or the Spawn. Do you guys get that vibe too?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I get it. But the thing is that makes it good is you're so personable because you were there with the change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, here you got this news reporter dude. At the end of the movie, you think him and her get away. They get him, and they put him in a Nemesis program, and now this dude's changing it into the Nemesis. So you know that character was a human at one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which makes it cool. And I see how badass he is now with his fucking machine guns and shit. Yeah. You know, when he was like, stars! You know,
and how he locked on everybody. Dude, this shit was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, what's her name, wasn't fucking...
She fucked her up, though. Alice fucked him up.
Yeah, if Alice wasn't what she was...
Project Alice, yeah. If she wasn't Project Alice, she probably wouldn't have fucked him up.
But I also like when they keep going to, like, the third, fourth Resident Evil. The guy with the axe.
Oh, the big dude.
He's in the fucking
Bathroom chasing them both.
Yeah.
And he throws it, and then shit, they duck under it. Yeah, that's good. Cool.
How about, like, it's not really... What do you call Silent Hill, man? Because it's not really a zombie apocalypse. Right?
No, that's just like evil. That's like the evilness.
That's awesome.
It's like more of a ghost story too.
It's about evil being possessed. Yeah. You know, spirits coming. You know, and all that shit that's in Silent Hill is just some sort of like evil, demonic.
It's all based on imagination too.
Yeah.
Like, do you like that stuff too?
I like Silent Hill. No, I love Silent Hill. The game, the movie. Like... The first one was good. Second one, I don't know. I mean. Yeah, it was her growing up.
Yeah, the second one was okay. I liked the last battle at the end.
Yeah, that was cool. And then the best part battle scene out of both was the one in the church with them fucking barbed wire. She went up inside that bitch and split her in half.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I thought this shit was a little graphic. I don't know, me personally.
It reminded me a lot of Evil Dead.
Yes, and in the woods when she's in the woods and it goes right up her. Fucking the vines. Yeah. That movie was awesome. Fucking gory, though. The new Evil Dead? Well, the one that passed?
It was
that shit was gory.
Right.
I mean, they're fucking sawing their arm off.
The end of the movie was pretty good, yeah.
It was well worth it. Starting to get fucking really good. Like, the goriness is starting to look actually, like, real and good. They're not overdoing it with, like, too much...
Right.
You know,
feel. Yeah, no, it's actually pretty good. The fucking... That movie, the horror scene, that was the one I was telling you about, Cabin Fever, Patient Zero. That shit's gory as fuck. Like, it's just a blood fest. You know, I don't know, you still haven't watched it yet?
I still haven't watched it, no. I love those fun
movies. I'm trying to think if I watched it. What's it about again?
Well, what's his name's in it? Who did I say? Why would you ask Kiss of Fire from here?
Can't reach over you.
Reach around.
I would take it slow.
Not
like Andy. I'm just kidding.
No, what's the dude that plays Rudy?
Aston.
Sean Astin's in it.
Oh,
and he plays the fucking, like, savior that has the, what do they call it, the blood type that against it. So they're running fucking tests on him. But the movie takes a flip, that's all I'm saying. It's really fucking good. It's gory, though. like, the dude's with his girlfriend in a tent, and she's got all these, like, she's got all these, like, fucking hives on her, and they're, like, huge. I mean, they look, like, ready to bust, like, big pus-filled shit. And he's like, oh, honey, you're so beautiful. You know what you need? You need a good pussy. And he, like, goes down on her, and he's like, oh, and you hear, like, the juicing, and he gets up, and she's got chunks of fucking her fucking body on his mouth and blood, and he's like, oh, it's like, it's so graphic, dude. It's terrible. You know?
It's not too much computer work with that either. It's just mostly making the noises.
It was fucking gross. It just kept getting worse and worse, you know? You guys gotta watch it. It's a good movie. It's on Netflix. You both got Netflix.
I know. I always pass it. I always think about
it. I know, because it was one of those movies you're like, it's gonna be shit, you know, because it's the third one. Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be crappy. Dude, I'm telling you, it's fucking, like, gory as fuck. Like, Hostiles. Did you like the Hostiles?
I like the first one, and then all the other ones there.
Yeah, the first one. Well, no, I like the second one, I think. The second one was with the girls, right?
Yeah. It was a little bit more violent.
Yeah, it was a little more violent.
They were in the island.
But now every movie's taking that idea.
Yeah, I know.
The rich get to pay to kill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Purge 2. Purge Anarchy. You ever watch it?
Yep.
You know?
It's kind of torturous.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they bit off that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. They need to start coming out with some new ideas for movies. Because it seems like everybody, now they're just remaking shit.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Well, this every summer comes out with, like, seconds and thirds and sequels and remakes. That's the summertime.
Did you watch the new Godzilla?
I don't like Godzilla.
I didn't like Godzilla. I liked the first one. The one with fucking,
back in the day with, Jack Black? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. Who was in it? You're thinking of Kong.
Yeah.
No, Godzilla. Who the fuck was in that?
Roger.
Yeah,
King Kong.
Matthew Broderick.
The Simpsons cast.
Yeah. Yeah, true, yeah.
Is it really?
It is. It was good. It was actually good. I liked that one. The new one, I didn't understand it. How do you have a main guy, Bryan Cranston, you know, Malcolm in the Middle, fucking Breaking Bad, as Walter White, you know? How do you have him play a character for literally what? What is he in the first 20 minutes of the movie? Then he dies?
What? It's like Sin City, kind of.
Yeah,
and they kind of go, like, military on it. Sin City, like, you see Godzilla for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. What are those fucking things, too, that he fights? You know, I didn't get that. They weren't in any other thing, were they?
No, they weren't.
It was, like, a new design character. Mm-hmm. They remind me of something that should have been a Pacific Rim.
Basically, yeah.
You know what I mean? You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
like Pacific Rim? With the big robots?
I don't think everybody.
They fight the monsters?
Oh,
they got a second one coming out.
Yeah, I know. I read about that online. I'm excited.
I don't know if it's the same cast. I know there'll be the scientists will be probably be in it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Well, speaking of like reboots and remakes, I heard the
reboot. Remember the cartoon?
Reboot the cartoon. I missed.
They should bring that shit back. The fucking show was dope.
Yeah, reboot was that was a good show. What the hell? That was Hexadecimal. She scared me. She was a mean-looking bitch. What's the reboot they're coming out with?
Gremlins, it's not happening.
It's not happening?
No.
Good.
Well, from the producers, like, I just got news a couple days ago. They were going to have Steven Spielberg produce it, but it's not going to... I don't know. Like, do you remember how Zach was talking about it?
Yeah.
On the pod bench and shit like
that? Yeah.
Zach Brown?
Zach Galligan.
Like, yeah, he sounded like he was excited about it, kind of, you know?
Yeah. That's not happening then?
If it'll happen, it'll be with different people.
Yeah.
You know, the people that it was supposed to be with, I guess, backed out.
Ah, okay.
So they said they were doing, they were busy doing other things.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but how do you busy doing other things and not make Gremlins?
Right. That's true.
You know, Gremlins is fucking, that's a classic.
How about if they start bringing Puppet Master back?
To redo it?
I heard they were, but that's all I would, probably just a rumor.
You know damn well, in the next couple years, they're going to redo Chucky.
I was thinking about that.
They're going to redo Chucky. There's way too many of them for them not to redo.
Plus, there's a lot of good fan base still that like Chucky. Yeah. I'd watch it.
Curse was good, it just ended horrible.
Yeah.
The latest one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm more of the fan of the early ones.
Do you guys like Terminator?
Yeah, did you see the new one?
Yeah,
Genesis?
Yep, I seen the newest one.
It's coming out, yeah.
Oh no, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, it looks fucking, looks hot. It looks really hot. Right. Did you like the one where, what's his name was in it?
Bale.
Christian Bale.
The last one, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really, that's what I'm saying. And that kid too was his name. He was in Legion.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Young kid. I like the one with the chick, Christina Loken. She plays the fucking, the robot when she was a chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was good. Well, we're cutting our show to a half-hour show today because we had a special guest, which is my brother, Pete.
Appreciate it, guys.
And, so next week we'll be here, Saturday. I don't know the fucking date. I won't probably know it even on the day. But, we'll be back next Saturday, and we'll have some news on current TV shows and video games. Let's do video games that are out and coming out that are horror and zombie related. All right? Maybe Pete will be here. Maybe he won't. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see how his schedule looks. All right. This is ZCast. I'm T, a.k.a. Andy. Steve.
Andy.
And Coop, Pity Coop.
My bro. So, we out. Take it easy.
Peace.